You could know them, but you'd never admit it. They could be your friends if you're not careful. They could be the family next door. If they are, phone us and our van will collect you. But if you can't escape them, why not join them? There's still enough of the weekend left for you to relax and enjoy the good life.
Gosh, nothing like a swim to liven you up after a hard day at the salt mines. Great invention, water. Especially when there's a drop of the OB Joyful mixed with it.
Have another, Bill.
What's that, Mary? Have another? No, thanks. It's not quite sundowner time yet. I'm really cheating a bit. The sun's quite high, and I don't want to be the same. Anyway, why this sudden urge to get me sloshed? Well?
I had a letter from Mother today.
Oh, good. How is she? Last time we heard from her, she was thinking of trading in her broomstick for a new model. What's she got to say?
Oh, dear. I don't know how to tell you this, Bill.
You don't know how to tell me what?
Darling, Mother says that she can't possibly stand another winter in England, and she's coming out here to stay with us for 6 months. Bill, where are you going?
To get myself another drink. The sun seems to have gone down very quickly. When is she arriving?
On Saturday.
Saturday? But she can't. Can she?
She not only can, she is. Oh, Bill, you know how impulsive she is. She makes up her mind to do something, and she's got to do it right away. She'll be here on Saturday. She wants us to meet her at the airport.
Mary, if your mother's coming to visit us, she's coming. All I can do is to tell my psychiatrist that he can arrange to put in some overtime in the next 6 months.
Oh, it won't be so bad, Bill. It's not as if she was the stage type of mother-in-law. You know, she's quite a with-it person, really. I think she's done very well since my father died and left her without very much money. She's made quite a lot out of those books she writes.
Yes, she has. But those books, how could she write all that whodunit rubbish is beyond me. She has blood and murder on every page. She must have been educated at the Old Bailey and served her apprenticeship at the Bloody Tower. I could just see her prowling round the tower with her head tucked underneath her arm, frightening all those ghosts to life.
I think her books are very good.
And don't think I don't recognize myself in her books. In that last one, she had me in the pay of the Russians and selling atomic secrets like a drunken barrow boy.
Well, she's coming and you've got to make the best of it. Now, there's no point in arguing about it anymore. What we need now is some action. I'm not very happy with the guest room. Well, Bill, we've got 3 days before Mother arrives. That's plenty of time for you to take a day off from work and wallpaper the room.
There's nothing the matter with the wallpaper in the guest room. There shouldn't be. From the price we paid for this house, it cost about 2 cents a square inch. Anyway, hanging wallpaper is a professional's job.
Do you know how much professionals charge to paper a room? Anyway, there's nothing to it these days. The wallpaper's ready cut, ready stuck.
Ready to drive you up your carefully prepared prior to papering walls. All right, I'll do it. But I won't take any responsibility. If your mother wakes up one night and finds herself wrapped in a wallpaper shroud, don't blame me. I'm due for some leave. I'll take Friday off. In the meantime, you choose the wallpaper and have it delivered.
Hi, Mom. Have you told Dad yet?
Yes, I've told him.
Well, I must say that he doesn't look as bad as you thought he would. Anyway, I don't see why you should get cross just because your mother's come to stay with us. I'm sure she loves him.
Should have seen her at our wedding. Anyone would have thought I was going to murder her daughter. She cried so much that it was nearly a case of rain-stop play.
It'll be nice to have a grandmother hanging around the place.
We might just have that if she doesn't behave herself. Oh, Mary, I'd forgotten. Is your mother still as careful of her health as she used to be?
I think so, dear. In this letter, she says that she's found the most marvelous new pill.
Haven't we all?
She says that she hopes the Johannesburg climate will be good for her sciatica. She's had one or two sharp stabs lately.
That's also an idea. We could do with a new set of carvers. Oh, well, better get used to the idea, I suppose. I wonder if I couldn't get a job in the Far East or somewhere further for the next 6 months.
Gosh, Dad, we'll have to get a move on with this room. Gran's arriving this afternoon and has not finished yet.
Oh, not to worry, Colin. Everything's under control. Can't rush a job like this, you know. We don't want to see the wallpaper peeling off the walls or falling all over your Gran, do we?
No, Dad, but the way you're putting it up, I thought that was the idea.
Just watch what you're saying, if you don't mind, and pass me some of that sticky tape. I don't know why your mother had to choose such a tricky pattern. It takes a lot of matching.
Yes, you've got the back of that ship joined onto the front of an aeroplane.
So I have. Well, perhaps it's the Flying Dutchman. We won't bother about that. The main thing is to get the stuff up on the wall. There's more to it, though, than I thought.
Bob, there's a character outside wants to see you.
Who is it?
I don't know. He's wearing a dark suit and looks like one of these executives just out from a management course. All flashing teeth and briefcase.
Well, I can't come now. Go and find out what he wants.
Okay, Pop. Just stick around.
I wish I could, particularly around this light switch. Come on, Colin, let's get the next bit up. If your grandmother has to sleep in a tent in the garden for a couple of nights, I'm not going to be the most popular man in Briarmoor.
Pop, he wants to sell you a 20-volume encyclopedia.
Oh, does he? Go and tell him we've read it.
I've told him that, but he doesn't believe me. Oh, gosh, Pop, you know what these salesmen are. They certainly can stick.
Well, if he knows how to stick, you better send him in here.
And no sooner said than done, Mr. Good. Mr. William Good, I believe. My name's Holmes. Happy Holmes, they call me. And that is what I want to do for you. Give you a happy home.
Oh.
Now, Mr. Good, before I forget, here's my card.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. No home can be a happy home without an encyclopedia. No home can be complete without an encyclopedia. And, Mr. Good, do you know what you can do to ensure that your home is a happy home in future?
Yes, I do.
You may think you know. But you can't really have a happy home without the help of an up-to-date encyclopedia. Whatever you want to know, you will find it in this invaluable work of reference. Now, just at this moment, is there anything that is puzzling you?
Yes, there is. What's it say under wallpaper?
Wallpaper? Yes, of course. That's Vurum to Wushy.
I beg your pardon?
The volume we need to turn to, Vurum to Wushy. Here we are, wallpaper. Here, have a look.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But all this does is to tell me when it was invented, where it was first used, and how it was made. I want to know how to stick the blaster stuff up, man, on the wall.
Oh, I see. Perhaps we'd better look under bill posting.
Bill will be posted right enough if this room isn't finished soon. Air mail to Siberia.
Well, I can tell you all about Siberia.
I don't want to know about Siberia. Oh, darn it. There's another piece peeled off.
How are you getting on, Bill? Oh, barely. You're nowhere near finished. And who's this gentleman?
Holmes, madam. Happy Holmes.
Mr. Holmes wants to sell us an encyclopedia. I was just about to tell him that we've got one arriving on this evening's plane from London.
I'm afraid, Mr. Holmes, that you've caught us on a bad day. Some other time, perhaps. Have you got your hat and briefcase?
But,
oh, good.
No.
I'll show you
out.
This is the way.
But,
yes,
Mum certainly knows how to deal with salesmen.
Now, Bill, it's obvious that you won't be able to come out to the airport to meet Mother. You'll have to stay here and finish the papering. I'll take the children, and for heaven's sake, see that everything's ship-shaped by the time we get back.
Aye, aye, sir. What shape would you like the ship to be in? If it's anything to do with your mother, we'd better have something that's always full astern.
Oh, you know that's not true, Bill. For her age, Mother's a very attractive woman. Come on, children, let's get out to the airport.
Oh, I must have been off my rocker to try this wallpapering lock. Anyway, just a couple more pieces to put on. Gosh, quite a thunderstorm brewing up. Getting quite dark, too. Better put this bedside lamp on. Have to stretch the flex across the floor a bit.
Hello, Mr. Good. All alone?
Hi, Virginia. Yes, all the family have gone out to the airport to meet my mother-in-law.
Yes, I heard she was coming today. Well, Mr. Good, if you don't get on with your mother-in-law, you know where to turn for comfort, don't you?
I certainly do. I ordered a couple of cases during the week. Hey, watch out, Virginia. Mind that flex.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't matter. Find the plug and let's get the lamp on again.
I'm looking for it. Oh, here it is.
And find the plug hole and shove it in. No. It's hardly likely to work, Virginia, if it's plugged into my left ear hole.
Oh, frightfully sorry. Yeah.
And it certainly won't work if it's plugged in there either. Here, give it to me.
All right.
There we are. Curses. Must have broken the bulb. Never mind, I've got this piece of wallpaper all ready to stick up. Strike a few matches for me, will you, while I bung it on the wall?
Yes, of course, Mr. Good.
Thank you. I can't see very well. Never mind. Make the best of it. Honey, I didn't know there was a fuse box under the window. Oh, can't bother with any of this fancy stuff now. Just slap the wallpaper around it and hide it with the table. There we are. Okay, Virginia, that's done. Now, to find another bulb for the light.
Oh, Mr. Good, you look so romantic by matchlight. It's a pity you're the safety type. If you were wax, I could mold you.
I'm not the moldy type either. I may look a bit green now and again, but it's indigestion. What time is it, Virginia?
Just 5 o'clock.
Plane should be landing at the airport about now. It hasn't been hijacked on the way. They should all be here in about, an hour and a half. Gives me time to have a shower and get changed.
What are you going to wear to meet your mother-in-law?
Earplugs. It's good to see you.
Oh, hello, William. Let me look at you. Mary, he's not looking at all well. He's flushed. How's your blood pressure, William?
All right, I think.
And your eyes are a bit yellow. Are you having any trouble with your liver?
Well, not that I know of. The butcher lets us have some pretty regularly.
You'll have to keep an eye on him, Mary. I don't like the look of him at all.
All right, Phoebe. There's no need to start as soon as you get here. What sort of trip did you have?
Not bad, thanks to my air sickness pills. Well, it is good to be here at last. And to see you in your own home. I was quite impressed by what I saw of Johannesburg on the way from the airport. And Helen seems to know so many people.
What do you mean?
Well, all those people she shouted to while she was driving through the town.
People I shouted to?
Oh, yes, you kept shouting. And you and all your family. Sending them your regards, I suppose.
Well, what she was sending them was certainly not her regards. Anyway, Phoebe, sit down and make yourself at home. Make yourself comfortable.
Yes, I'll make some tea. Bill, you and Mother can have a little chat. You know, Mum, Bill's been saying all week that he couldn't wait until you arrived.
No, we dragged him off the Cape train 4 times.
Well, Phoebe, how does it feel to be a best-selling author?
Oh, it's very nice, William. All that money from film rights and royalties.
Yes, I'm sure. It beats me how you think up all those plots.
Well, I think I'm just the dishonest type. And I get rid of all my criminal tendencies through writing crime novels.
Interesting. But my psychiatrist wouldn't agree with you there. In his opinion...
You're what, William?
My psychiatrist.
I knew you didn't look well as soon as I saw you. Mary?
Yes, Mother?
My poor child. Why didn't you write and tell me?
Tell you what?
Well, that William has gone out of his... That William was having... treatment.
For heaven's sake, Phoebe. Just because I have a couch session with the psychiatrist now and again doesn't mean that the men with white coats are going to bring the wagon and nets round for me. Seeing a psychiatrist is normal practice these days. Anyway, my chap says that I'm one of the most well-adjusted people he's ever adjusted. Isn't that so, Mary?
Yes, dear.
Nobody can be anybody these days until the psychiatrist has rolled the bones and told them who they are.
Oh, really? Well,
How was Britain when you left, Phoebe?
Oh, getting cold, William. And that man Wilson, well, really, he's just reorganized his cabinet.
About time, too. Some of the people he had weren't exactly out of the top drawer.
And he keeps asking the country to bite on the bullet. Now, how can anyone do that with national health teeth?
You know, Phoebe, I hear he's going to nationalize crime. It's the only way he can prove that it doesn't pay.
And then they want to join the common market. Oh, that would never have done for the old queen.
Oh, I think it would have done for her. Now, Phoebe, I suppose you want to get unpacked, won't you? I think you like your room. It looks out over the swimming pool. And if ever you feel like going off the deep end, you know where it is.
I've left Mother to unpack, Bill. She'd rather do that on her own. How do you think she looks?
Well, she hasn't changed at all, Mary. I must say she's still a very attractive woman.
Yes, she is. When is Colonel Swackhammer due back from Rhodesia?
I'm not sure. A couple of weeks, I think. Why?
Well, I'm keen for him to meet Mother. It'll be nice for her to have someone in her own age group to talk to.
Now, come off it, Mary. I can see by the gleam in your eye that you're going to try to pass your mother off onto him. I know that old Swacky and I have had our differences in the past, but that's no reason to do him a dirty trick.
William Good, nothing like that ever crossed my mind.
Well, no, it didn't. The thought entered your mind and stayed there. I could see that you were measuring the colonel for a top hat and striped trousers. Mind you, on second thoughts, it might not be a bad idea. I'll tell you what. If you pull it off, I'll give your mother away.
William Good, you will not. It wouldn't look good for you to get a speeding ticket taking her down the aisle.
Mary!
I'll just go and see what Mother wants.
You don't have to go and see. I can tell you.
Hi, Pop.
Hi, Pop.
Hi, kids. Well, what do you think of your grandmother?
I think she's smashing. She brought me a watch.
Oh, she's real cool, Pop. Except that she writes all those old-fashioned books.
Old-fashioned books? I don't know about that. Her books are pretty well up to the minute.
Oh, they're not, Pop. You can buy them in town. No books are any good these days unless they're banned books.
Oh, you, like banned books?
I don't know, Pop. I've never read any.
Well, there's one over there. Read it.
Gee, thanks, Pop. A banned book. What's it called?
The Glenn Miller story. What about you, Helen? Did your gran make an impression on you?
Oh, yes, Daddy, she did. I like her. I don't know why you get all grouchy whenever she's mentioned. She's attractive and she's intelligent and she's...
And she's here. No, kids, people are expected to act this way about mothers-in-law. But really, Phoebe is my favorite mother-in-law. I'll tell you what, from now on, it's International Be Kind to Mothers-in-Law Year. How about that, eh?
Oh, I'm so glad that you've decided to be friendly, darling. Now, let's all go and sit round the pool and have something to eat and a drink.
Marvellous. Everything's so peaceful.
Oh, don't start thinking Johannesburg's always like this, Phoebe. The crime rate here is quite high. As a matter of fact, we've had quite an epidemic of burglaries round here in Bryanmore.
Oh, you know, I think I'll get some material for my next book here in South Africa. Something about robbery, perhaps.
I think you could set a very interesting crime novel here in Johannesburg. The man who runs the tea room at the corner could be in charge of the Crooks Clearinghouse.
Yes, and he hides the loot among the boerewors and lolly ices and hands it over to people who come in and give the magic password, Ticky Soup Greens.
And the hero's suspicions are aroused when he goes into the tea room and takes a carton of ice cream out of the freezer and finds it's full of ice.
Well, that's what he wanted, wasn't it?
No, you clot. It's full of hot ice. The possibilities in this thing are endless. Marrow stuffed with blood-stained fibers, pearl necklaces among the gem squashes.
And gold among the guavas.
Oh, what's a guava?
Oh, Mother, you don't know what a guava is.
Of course she doesn't. They don't have them in Britain. Phoebe wouldn't know a guava if she slipped on one. That's the Colonel's burglar alarm. Someone must be trying to get into his house.
Come on, Pop, let's go and check.
Wait a minute, don't let's rush things. Give him time to get into the house, then we can catch him red-handed.
Oh, Bill, that'll be too late. Once his hands are red, he'll know what's going to happen. Go now. You can take Hamlet with you.
Very well. Come on, Brian. Bring a blunt instrument with you.
I've only got my drums, Pop, and they're pretty sharp. But I could go round to Cedric's place and borrow his strumpet.
No, no time. Anyway, we don't want any women with us on this job. Come on. All right. I can see him. I can see him, Brian. He's climbing into one of the bedroom windows.
Yeah.
This must be the man who's been doing all the recent burglaries.
What are you going to do, Pop?
Don't know. Catch him climbing through the window and pull his leg, I suppose.
No, I don't think this is the time for practical jokes, Pop. He might take you seriously and give you the business.
You've been reading the newspapers. Now let's sneak up on him. Oh, too late. He's into the house.
Yeah.
We'll have to follow him. Come on. Give us a lift up there, then you follow. Right there. Got him. Got him, Brian. Switch on the light, quickly. Oiya, fire in Boom Street. It's the encyclopedia bloke. What's his name? Ideal Holmes.
Happy.
Yes, I'm fairly pleased myself. Now, what do you think you're up to, eh?
Oh, I'm looking for Varum Washi.
Well, you won't find him here. No Russians allowed in Bryanmore.
I thought this was your house, Mr. Good. There were no lights on, and I thought you must all be out. I was just going to have a look for Varum Washi. But for another call I've got to make this evening. So I climbed through the window.
Yeah, gotcha. Good heavens, it's you, Good. The same old ghastly sight.
Hello, Colonel.
Yes. What do you think you're doing, eh?
Hello, Colonel. Why aren't you in Rhodesia?
Because I'm here, sir. I don't need your sanction to come into my own house, do I? Now, what's going on here? I come up in a taxi, finding the burglar alarm arousing the neighborhood, and a convention of good-for-nothings in my bedroom.
Colonel, let's go across to my place and I'll explain everything. So there you are, you see. Now, all we have to do is to find Varum Washi and... I don't know where it is, but let's go and have a look in the guest room.
Okay, Pop.
Pop, what's this lump here?
Where? Oh, on the wall. Oh, yes.
I don't think there should be a fuse box under the window.
Let me have a look. Good heavens, it's not a fuse box. It's Varum Washi. Now what are we going to do?
I'll tell you what. I'll buy this set of encyclopedias for the children to use for their studies. Well, now, how soon can we have delivery?
Just let me get to my car and I'll bring the rest in.
Oh, that is kind of you, Mother. The children really do need an encyclopedia.
Speaking.
I say, Good. Did your mother-in-law pay that fella cash for the encyclopedias?
Yes, Colonel, she did.
Pity. I think when he said he was going to his car, he came back to my place. The bedroom window was still open. He must be using this encyclopedia trick to get into houses to have a look round. Anyway, I seem to be short of a set of encyclopedias.
You've been listening to The Good Life. Be with us next week at the same time when once again we will deliver the goods. The Good Life was written by Arthur Maddock and produced by Gordon Mulholland. The program was directed by David Gooden.